to focus today on more of the actual self-defense part, less of the mental necessarily, and a little bit on some physical self-defense. But this is a guy who really, I mean, I'm proud as a friend to call him a friend because of his accomplishment. Well, just one accomplishment in a long line of many, but I'm proud to call him a friend, but I'm also proud, and you should be too, that he is a Utahn. His name is Brandon Ruiz. Now, Brandon Ruiz is a wrestler. He's a lifelong wrestler, and that's actually where he and I got to be friends. We had a mutual friend introduce us, and we hit it off. We have very similar interests. Now, he is about 1,000 times the wrestler than I am, but you know, he humors me, and we hang out and wrestle from time to time and stuff. And he's very, very he takes this very seriously, and as a product of taking it seriously, you know, he's a good guy. He's a family man, hung out, you know, eating with his wife and his great kids and everything like that. But he really has made tremendous sacrifices to be the best. And now he's actually literally, and he's very humble. He he's very self-effacing, but he is literally the best grappler on the planet. And grappling is, it's really, it's like a combination of wrestling, like you see in the high schools or you see in the Olympics, and also some of the stuff you see in these ultimate fighting, this submission stuff where you can make a guy tap out or whatnot. Well, I wanted to bring Brandon on because he just won the FILA World Grappling Games. So he is the world champion. He's also the U.S. national champion, but he's the world champion. So he's got a gold medal not only on the national stage, but also internationally. I mean, he is the planet's best grappler. So I want to welcome to the show Brandon. Are you there, Brandon?
Yeah. Hey, Jake. How's it going?
Good, man. So, you know, we talked. I hadn't really talked to you much since since your victory. We had that talk last weekend when I really wanted to put you on the show and whatnot. So tell people who are not familiar with you, and really the size of this accomplishment is pretty big, especially for people here in Utah. Tell people about your background. I mean, when did you start wrestling? What are some of the high points that you've had, you know?
Sure. I'm a local boy. I went to Taylorsville High School. I didn't actually start wrestling until my sophomore year of high school. I was placed a couple times at the Utah State Tournament, and then I won a couple of U.S. regional titles in the Greco-Roman style in high school. I went on to walk on and then eventually get a scholarship to wrestle at Brigham Young University.
And there, while you were at Brigham Young, you were coached by another mutual friend of ours, Mark Schultz, Olympic gold medalist, right?
Yeah, Mark was a coach while I was there. I was there from 1995 till 2000, so that kind of dates me a little bit. But, yeah, it was a great experience. A little bit unfortunate that we lost the program the same time as I finished up. So I was a senior our last year as a program, but I was able to finish my eligibility and had a pretty good experience there other than that. And then went on a two-year LDS church mission after my time wrestling, and then went out to the Olympic Training Center shortly after I had gotten married. And I was out there from 2003 to 2006 training in one of the Olympic styles, which Greco-Roman is one of the Olympic styles, and was out there, had some good experiences, was on a Pan American Championships team, and kind of along the way there, I picked up grappling and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and started competing. And then after my time grappling, I just kept on competing with it, and it's been a good fit for me.
Now make sure, because I'm kind of dropping, you're dropping out on sound, just make sure that you got the receiver right up there next to your mouth so we can be sure.
Sure.
Everybody's, yeah, that's better. Good.
Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, that's much better.
All right.
So you basically, you started out, you were a bit of a late bloomer, but you stumbled onto something that you had a talent for, and you ended up being able to go to school. You walked on at BYU, had some great coaching there, did some great stuff there, and then you got out and you started, you were still competing, right, but mostly in Greco-Roman?
Yeah, I had started competing Greco-Roman actually back in high school, and then just continue to do it through college, and then after college, that's really all that's left is to try to go for the Olympics. And so I still had a competitive fire in me and wanted to pursue that. So I spent a fair amount of time in the collegiate and Olympic styles, but really found grappling, and it's been amazing. It's been an awesome journey to be able to have the experiences and success that I've been
now,
able to.
Now I think as good of a grappler as you are, I think that phone, I think it's still dropping away from your
Is
face.
It?
There we go.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just want to make sure people can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep, it's all
good. All right, sorry about that.
No worries. So for those people, you know, I mean, you know this, and you and I have both commiserated about it, the fact that really nobody even knows what wrestling is. Like, I mean, not the Vince McMahon WWE stuff. I mean, like real competitive wrestling compared to something like, you know, football or baseball, or basketball, even soccer seems to get more attention, certainly gets more sponsors and whatnot. But the kind of wrestling that you were doing, the Greco-Roman, people might be more familiar if they remember Rulon from the Olympics. That you wrestled in the same style that Rulon Gardner did at the Olympics, right?
Yeah, I used to compete in that style. It's a great experience, and you know, it is unfortunate that there's a number of different wrestling styles, and unfortunately, most of them are misunderstood. And you see a lot on TV with WWE, and then also even the UFC now, and that's all people really know because that's all that's out in front of them. But there are a lot of really tough guys out there that compete in the Olympic styles. There's a lot of guys out there that compete in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, grappling, judo. So there's a lot of great outlets for anybody that wants to go out and be physical.
And what that is one of the challenges. I mean, when I was introducing you, I was talking about some of the sacrifices you've made. I mean, you're very passionate about wrestling, about grappling, all that kind of stuff. But the fact is, you know, there are no sponsors really like there are in other sports. And so you've had to make some serious sacrifices like this for you to go and actually become world champion. You actually had to go all the way to Serbia, right?
Yeah, this year's World Championships were in Serbia, in Belgrade, Serbia, and it was a hard decision to make. I actually had kind of questioned whether or not I would go, and my wife, being so supportive, she really supported me and said, "Hey, you know, you've been training this for so long, and you know, just go ahead and do it." And I don't think I would have actually went on the trip without her support, and I'm glad I did. It turned out for the best, but you know, I'm 34 years old now. I've got three children at home and one on the way, and you know, a wife and family responsibilities. And you know, I work full time and train. You know, as much as I can. But it's definitely an effort to try to keep up with the younger guys. And I think I do a pretty good job. I think for what I may be lacking a little bit in some of the physical areas as I age, I think I'm more than making up for in the mental side of things and strategy and also experience. So it's been tough, but I've been able to adapt over time. And I think if I hadn't decided to learn how to plan and strategize for competition, I don't think I'd be having nearly as much success right now.
But you still even took the risk. I mean, like, here you are, a top-level athlete, and not only that, you know, you're like everybody else listening, not in the sense that everybody can go win the entire planet as, the, you know, be the best wrestler and grappler on the entire planet, but you're like most people listening here where they just got a 9-to-5 job. They're just, you know, trying to make ends meet. They're trying to, you know, keep the lights on and food on the table for their family and live a good life in that, especially in this crappy economy. And yet you're still able to go and hang out and beat the real elite from the entire rest of the planet. I mean, it's in Serbia. The guy that you met in the finals was the gold medalist from last year or last go around, and he was from Sweden, right? So this is a real international kind of competition.
Yeah, this is a true world championships. I think there was 20 some odd different countries represented. And, yeah, there was a lot of really tough athletes. The athlete from Russia that I I went up against. He'd actually came to the U.S. and played professional football for a number of years. So there was definitely talented group of guys that were competing. So, I've had to kind of find my way around that with all the other responsibilities I have. My employer, MGBA, we're a landscape architecture firm based out of Salt Lake City, and they've been really great. They've been super flexible, and they've really been very supportive in everything I've done as far as an athlete. And, you know, that's very helpful, too, where a lot of what I do entails travel. It entails sometimes trying to adapt the schedule so that I can get the right training or the right competition that I need. So, you know, there's more to it than just going out and stepping on the mat and trying to be the toughest. You have to have a lot of things that you organize and that you kind of develop over time. And
let's certainly give them a plug.
To do that.
What's the name of that company that you work for? Because let's give them a plug, because, again, it is so hard to get any support. And thank goodness that, you know, obviously you've got a good woman that you're married to that supports you, but also these guys where you're working at. What's the name of the company again?
The name of the company is MGBA, and we're a landscape architect here in Salt Lake City. They've been really awesome to me. So, yeah.
But beyond that, it's hard, right? Like, you've gone and tried to get money because you basically had to dip in your family savings to make this happen, to represent not only Utah but the United States on the world stage, and people just wouldn't even support you. Like, they're supporting like bicyclists going around on some rinky-dink tour, and yet you, literally the greatest grappler on the planet, can't get any kind of corporate sponsorship or anything to try to help you out. I mean, is that fair?
I don't know if you say it's fair or not. I mean, it is what it is. I think that, over time, I I've tried to get sponsors in the past, and I've had a few here and there, but, it's definitely a challenge. I had to make some, sacrifices financially to be able to go compete, but, you try your best. You hope that you'll be able to get some help along the way, but,
Hold on. We're bumping up against a commercial break. Can you hang on for another segment here, Brandon?
Sure.
Okay, hang on through the commercial, because I want to talk on the other side how if people do want to help you, that they actually can. And you're not asked for a lot of money. I mean, any kind of help would be better than what some of the other corporations are doing.
Hi, I'm so John with Competitive Comfort Heating and Air. 801-419-6621. Cold weather is coming and you need a new furnace, but you don't want to pay $3,000 or even $4,000 to do it. Well, let me show you how you can buy an ultra-high efficiency furnace and have it installed in your home for as little as $1,797 after incentives. That's more than $900 off the regular price. Why call me instead of the other guy? Well, besides the amazing amount of money you'll save, I believe you, the customer, is always right. I'll not only give you a temperature guarantee, but a 12-month money-back satisfaction guarantee in writing. How many times has someone promised you something but won't put it in writing? Well, I will. Besides, I'm a seasoned pro with nearly 2 decades of experience. I'm NAITE certified. That's the highest certification you can get in our business. Call me today at 801-419-6621. That's 801-419-6621. Go with a guy that saves you money and puts his guarantees in writing. Call John at Competitive Comfort Heating and Air today at 801-419-6621 or visit us on the web at 689furnace.com. 801-419-6621.
Haunted.
We have fully immersive haunt whose frightening story is revealed room by chilling room. Please visit, but don't forget to bring your clean pair of shorts.
Haunted.
We're at 41 59 South Redwood Road in Taylorsville. We're open Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to 12 midnight. Friday to Saturday, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Now we're open well past Halloween until November 6th. Please visit haunthaven.com.
Haunthaven.
I see 4159 South Redwood Road, Taylorsville. 801-268-2343. Visit haunthaven.com.
Haunthaven.
Buck Wild Mechanical Bulls here, and we want to give your party some kick. We want to challenge your guests to ride a full-size, genuine mechanical bull. We buck them and chuck them at any age and any experience level. Riding a mechanical bull is an opportunity no one can pass up. We control the bull so we can take you slow and easy or rock the spurs right off your boots. Our 16 by 16 foot landing pad and experienced operators make the ride as safe as possible, complete with a PA system to announce riders and entertain crowds. We have the darndest hooting and hollering setup in town. At Buckwild Mechanical Bulls, we entertain everything from company parties to good old church gatherings. We guarantee to have the lowest rates and most energetic crew in the state. We know any reason's a good reason to have a mechanical bull, so call us today at 359-0440. We'll make a believer out of you. Remember, that number is 359-0440. Buckwild Mechanical Bulls. Give your party some kick. 359-0440.
Friends of the Constitution, the greatest service we can perform for free America today is to restore the House of Representatives to its original glory. The first census of 1790 produced almost 4 million people. Congress immediately enlarged the House from the original 65 to 106. If we of Utah today were to seek that same power in government as the original citizens were given, then with the 2010 census of over 2 million people in Utah, we should have at least half of their representation, or in other words, 53 representatives in the House from the state of Utah alone. We could send 4 to Washington, but the remaining 49 may reside in the state of Utah among those that elected them. That's over 13 times today's representation. Their responsibility would be to watch over every town, every city, and rural area, carrying the mantle of impeachment and control of the purse on every civil officer and federal program in the state of Utah, countering fraud and abuse. Download your free copy of Government Based on the Original United States Constitution at k-talk.com.
The Voice of Utah, AM 630, K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live, local, two-way talk.
Operator, or could you help me place this call?
All right, welcome back, Mental Self-Defense Radio. I am your host, Jake Shannon. We are lucky to have with us a local hero, a local athlete, who is the greatest athlete in his field on the planet. I mean, on the planet, people. And you probably never heard of him, and he's right here in Utah, in Salt Lake City. His name is Brandon Reese. Brandon, are you still with us?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay, thanks, man. And remember, keep that phone next to your mouth. If people want to call in and talk to Brandon, give him congratulations, or ask him a question, you know, because he knows a lot about all these different styles of martial arts and wrestling and grappling and whatnot and fighting. Those numbers, 801-254-5855 and 801-670-5855. Now, for people who want to follow you, I mean, you've got a pretty popular YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, my YouTube channel is Reese Combat Grappling, and Reese is spelled R-U-I-Z.
Yep.
And Combat Grappling. So, yeah, right now what I've got up is a bunch of different videos. A lot of them are technique based for any of the wrestling athletes out there or parents that are hoping to get some help for their kids. They can go on there and watch a lot of free technique videos. And I've also got some that are just kind of fun and that are also workout based. So
people can go to Reese Combat Wrestling, and then on YouTube they can just type that in. But then you also have the blog. You keep a blog, and it was really cool to go on there because the latest entry is really about, it's kind of your personal journal about your journey to the world championships, and that URL is the same. It's one word, Ruiz, Reese Combat Wrestling dot blogspot, blogspot.com. And I'll post these up on the Facebook page or whatever. And then you're on Facebook too, right?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. That's just my name, Brandon Reese. And I've also got, my website is also Reese Combat Grappling. So I've got actually two, Reese Combat Wrestling and Reese Combat Grappling, and the YouTube channel is actually is Reese Combat Grappling.
So. Combat Grappling. Okay, yeah. Good. So now before the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, the real sacrifices and how hard you've worked. You're working a normal job. You've got 3 kids, 1 on the way, and then on top of that, you're training at like an elite level. I mean, literally, you're the best grappler on the entire planet right now. And, I mean, how do you do it? I mean, it's got, in those times when it's just, I mean, I know you and I've wrestled, in the past. We actually shared a little gym space back in North Salt Lake for a while. And sometimes it's hard. You're just beat. Your kids are yelling at you, or you know, you've got other obligations, and yet you make those sacrifices. How is it that you dig deep in the moment? I mean, where do you really find your strength?
A lot of where I get my strength is from my family and from my faith in God. I think, too, a lot of my motivation is I'm really striving to be a great athlete, and it's more than just winning titles, you know. I think sometimes guys that are competing, they focus so much on winning that, you know, they forget that it's really ultimately a process of who you're becoming as an athlete and a person. And it's kind of been my goal the last probably 5 or 6 years to really strive for greatness. I mean, and we kind of gauge that by titles a lot of the time, but really for me, it's just trying to get better every time out and trying to improve my processes and improve my planning and you know, make those little adjustments. As far as balancing everything, yeah, it's definitely a struggle. You know, I really had to learn to listen to my body, and you know, I'd love to go as hard as the 20 somethings out there, but sometimes I just have to work on technique, or sometimes I have to, you know, when I'm lifting weights, I say, okay, I guess I'm going to not lift quite as heavy today, and then other days I can, you know, and I do a lot of change up. I do a lot of cross training. So, you know, it's just really adaptation. You know, you hear about the survival of the fittest. Well, it's not the survival of the fittest. It's survival of those that can adapt the best. And I really think that I've started to kind of develop that. And I think really that's been helpful in my athletic career.
Well, can I tell you what makes me personally mad? Is that you're 34 and you're saying that you're getting old, and I'm like 5 years older than you. and you beat the crap out of me, and then you're like a weight class above me. So now that you're the world champ, I basically have my chances have dwindled to like zero of beating you. I mean, this is a real wake-up call for me. But I mean, really, Brandon, I'm so doggone proud to call you a friend and to say that I've been able to work out with you. Now, when we were working out, you've got a bunch of guys that you're training as well. I mean, some of the guys that we used to work out with, I mean, you've really kind of taken them, and you've also been successful not just in winning for yourself, but really kind of transferring the knowledge and being a good coach. I mean, a friend of ours, Jeremy Hunt Lovelace, who's the U.S. Veterans freestyle champ. Is that right?
Yeah. Jeremy and I, we were training. We did a lot more back in 2010. He's kind of had some setbacks as far as athletic career, but hopefully he'll be able to get back on track. But he was able to win the veterans level nationals back in 2010.
And then you started working grappling with him and took him to a tournament, and he crushed him there too, right? At a grappling tournament.
Yeah, he came along pretty quick with the grappling, and he did really well for his division. And then I've also got a couple other guys that have done really well that have won local tournaments. We had Kofi Adzizo. He's one of the local MMA fighters that I train.
Yeah, when you mentioned the 20-year-olds that are just like tougher than heck, that's usually who pops into my mind is Kofi.
Yeah, Kofi's amazing. He's a physical specimen. He works super hard. He does everything I ask him. He constantly absorbs all the information I give him. And he goes out and he implements the plans that we put together for his fights. And he won the Utah State welterweight title back in February, and he had a injury and coming out of that fight, and he's kind of been on the comeback trail, but we're hopefully getting ready to have him fight again here in another month or two. So he's one that's really tough. He actually just won the West Coast regionals for the North American Grappling Association. So he's come a long way in the last couple of years that I've been able to work with him.
And so, really, that organization, NAGA, is like, it's kind of a toss-up at any given time which one is the bigger kind of organization here for tournaments, whether it's the Grapplers Quest organization or NAGA, this national, I don't know the full acronym, but those two. And so he's really doing pretty good for himself then.
He's doing an awesome job right now, so I'm really happy with him.
So where do you go from here? I mean, obviously, I mean, you know, no pressure, because you just basically beat the entire planet. So, you know, no pressure here, but you know, what do you do now? I mean, so you've kind of got that goal because you were a two-time silver medalist before, right?
Yeah, I was a silver medalist in 2008 and then again in 2009. And, you know, it's great to win a silver, but it kind of leaves a little bitter taste. It's kind of bittersweet, you know. And I definitely wanted to win it all this time. And it's funny because really getting into the finals and then winning the finals, I mean, it's not, I mean, technically, it's the only difference is that you win the match, but it's all the difference in the world. And, you know, it's definitely great to be the champion. I'd love to take another shot and repeat and, you know, see how far I can go with that. You know, but right now I'm just kind of taking it one step at a time. I'm getting ready for hopefully another tournament in the next couple months here. And, you know, we'll see where everything's at next year with the qualifying tournaments and the world championships. And I guess we'll just go from there. But I would absolutely love to be able to keep on going. You know, and my plan's always been to kind of keep on competing through my late 30s and hopefully into my 40s. I mean, it's kind of in my blood. It's like just a desire that won't go away, and I guess I don't know how to explain it to people that it's just something that kind of I don't want to say gnaws at you, but that's the only way I can really describe it. It's just something that kind of pushes you and motivates you internally. So I'll definitely keep going after it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you're only going to find more and more success because you certainly have the skill. You're persistent and tenacious. I mean, that's all awesome. But the other thing is what I like about you is that you're open-minded. Like, you try all kinds of new things. I mean, you know, obviously you did the wrestling and then you did the jiu-jitsu. You're also like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, right?
Yeah, I received my Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt from a Higan Machado black belt named Jeff Koons.
Okay.
And Jeff has been the basically the head of Team Machado Utah here for the last, I don't know, probably 10 or so years. So he's been really good, and you know, I've been able to work with a lot of the Machado guys, Gerald Harris, Dave Johnson. You know, so it's been a good.
Yeah, and Gerald being a great guy, he's the guy who introduced us, which
yeah, that's right,
which is always cool. But the thing I always enjoyed was, you were just so open-minded because we would even do like self-defense scenarios. I remember chasing each other around the gym with the shock knife.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. Yeah, you know, I think for me it's helped to be more open-minded. I think the I can really link a lot of my success to the exploration period as far as going from wrestling and the different styles of wrestling to say Brazilian jiu-jitsu and starting to cross training with Brazilian jiu-jitsu and judo and some of the other styles. I think wrestling in particular are that type of activity that the more you get exposed to different styles and different things, the more you can actually learn. And you know, over the course of I guess my exploration time, I really started to pick out and understand certain principles rather than just certain techniques. And once you understand principles and why things are working, it's really powerful for you. And I really felt like that was something that helped me a ton.
And so, you can start applying that across different disciplines or whatever.
Yeah, you know, just finding the principle and then applying it. It's kind of like, you know, people don't, you know, like with your project with scientific wrestling, people don't realize that wrestling really is very scientific. And when I teach my athletes, you know, I tell them, hey, this is just like physics. You know, for every action, you're going to get an equal and opposite reaction out of your opponent, you know. And so the more force you apply, the more force they're going to give back. And, you know, this change of direction is going to lead to this, and that momentum shift is going to lead to that. And, you know, it's really kind of exciting for me when I can put things like that together and really open it up and expand people's minds. I think sometimes they get so caught up in that wrestling is a tough and
it's just a brute sport, like beat them over the head kind of thing. But really, the understanding these underlying principles, it can really take your game to a whole new level.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you know, so every time I'm teaching, you know, whether it's guys that are like Kofi that want to fight MMA, or whether it's guys that are getting ready for the high school state championships, you know, it's all the same. So there's so many things that, that apply across the board.
Now, I know that, you know, speaking of your blog, I mean, you do write a lot, and I, you know, I've seen that. You write really well. But I also know, because I've seen a draft of it, you've got a book in the works. Are you looking forward to maybe start publishing or, you know, tell people your story or what?
I hope to. The thing is, those darn tournaments, they just get in the way of everything else.
So we're going to basically have to wait until you're all crippled up and have replaced knees and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I hope that I am smart enough to know when to hang it up before that. But no, really, it's, you know, I've kind of gone back and forth on this a lot. It's like, well, how much do I teach? How much do I, you know, try to write a book? Or how much, what do I do, you know, when I'm still trying to be an athlete? And so, you know, again, it goes back to where's my time best spent, and right now it's still just trying to train and compete. And
yeah, I mean, obviously,
a little bit here and there, and I'd love to be able to get, you know, this book wrapped up. I've been working on it for longer than I care to mention, but, you know, hopefully it's something I can get done in the next year or so. I actually have a DVD that I made a few years back for strength and conditioning, how to, you know, do calisthenics, and then also how to do a lot of partner drills and partner lifts. And
yeah, it's awesome because instead of like being one of these bodybuilder types, you're actually lifting another human body, which is much more challenging in your DVD, right?
Yeah, you know, it challenges in different ways. You know, everybody talks about conditioning. Well, you know, wrestling is one of the best ways to get in shape, and a lot of that's just because we're moving a live weight, you know, a live opponent. So I'm really a big believer in these body lifts and things like that. So I felt like the DVD was a good idea, and you know, you can go to my websites and you can be able to pick up the DVD there.
So again, that website is ReeseCombatGrappling.com, is that right?
Yep.
Okay,
it.
And then they can also find you on YouTube. Check out Brandon. I mean, this guy is a world champion here in Utah. You've gotten the Salt Lake Tribune. Have you gotten any other coverage?
Yeah, KUTV Channel 2 put out a TV interview.
Oh, good.
A week or two ago. That was really nice. They allowed me to put the that video up on my YouTube there. So those of you that can get to see it, can
awesome.
Go to my YouTube channel and see it there as well.
Awesome. Hey, Brandon, thanks, man, for coming on. I hate to cut you short. We got a commercial. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, take care. Come on back. Mental Self Defense Radio, K-Talk, the voice of Utah.
Let's be real. Smoking sucks. It's a nasty, expensive, unattractive, and thoroughly unhealthy habit. There's the acrid smell in your clothes and on your breath. Yuck. Not to mention the increased health risk that cigarette smoke presents to those nearest and dearest to you. Call Salt Lake City Family Hypnosis now for your free consultation to learn how you can quit today. 801-738-5390. That's Salt Lake City Family Hypnosis, 801-738-5390.
Tune in on Sundays at 4 p.m. to learn the latest cutting-edge science of health with your hosts Hugo Rodier, MD, and Gary Olson, DC, on the Integrative Health Show, sponsored by Pioneer Comprehensive Medical Clinic in Draper. Our country is suffering from poor health due to nutritional, environmental, and stress problems. Learn how to address these problems and not rely on symptomatic treatments that often have too many side effects. The Integrative Health Show, Sundays at 4 p.m. on K-Talk AM 630.
Haunted.
We have fully immersive haunt. This frightening story is revealed room by chilling room. Please visit, but don't forget to bring your clean pair of shorts.
Haunted.
We're at 4159 South Redwood Road in Taylorsville. We're open Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to 12 midnight. Friday to Saturday, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Now we're open well past Halloween until November 6th. Please visit haunthaven.com.
Haunthaven.
I see. 4159 South Redwood Road, Taylorsville. 801-268-2343. Visit haunthaven.com.
Haunthaven.
The voice of Utah. AM 630 K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live, local, two-way talk.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in.
All right, Mental Self-Defense Radio. I'm your host, Jake Shannon. If you missed it, you're going to want to go check out the archives over at k-talk.com. Click on Show Archives up on the upper left there. And go to my show and download it. Or you can listen to it. I think it's an MP3, so you can put it on your iPhone or your iPod or whatever. But listen, we just had Brandon Reese. Brandon is literally the greatest grappler on the planet right now. He is a local guy. He's a normal guy. He works a 9-to-5 gig, works hard, goes home, has three kids, you know, and still is an elite-level fighter. He's the number one guy in the planet, according to FILA. FILA is a very large, well-respected international regulatory body for athletics, for wrestling. So, and we've got him right here in Utah. So it was kind of fun. It's certainly worth listening to. Very inspirational that this guy is making it happen. Despite the crappy economy, despite all the struggles that, you know, we all have to go through, here we have a guy who is an elite level athlete right hanging out with us. I mean, if you work at the landscaping place with him, he could be sitting right in the cube next to you, and he's like the greatest guy on the planet when it comes to, well, frankly, beating people up, tying them into knots and whatnot. Just a really good guy. But what I wanted to do is I actually wanted to ask two questions. Have you ever taken any kind of self-defense? I'm just curious. You know, the name of the show is Mental Self-Defense, so I'm trying to branch off and teach you something different. But I'm curious, you know, have you done something like, I don't know, this jiu-jitsu is so popular these days, or mixed martial arts maybe, or have you done something more like karate or taekwondo or boxing, or did you wrestle in high school? 801-254-5855 and 801-670-5855. Doing something a little different today. But the other thing I wanted to ask you, and we can keep it open. I mean, if you want to talk about the death penalty or, you know, I don't know. Sometimes you guys get totally, I'm open. So I'm not going to try to steer you onto any one thing. These are just some suggestions. But the other thing I'm curious about, you know, we just had, Brandon on, and he's number one in the planet. Okay. Not just even the nation. I mean, he's also number one in the nation, for grappling. He's the U.S., national heavyweight champ. But I wanted to, you know, what are you proud about Utah being number one for? You know, I just heard they just had some numbers released in Ogden and Clearfield. They are top in the United States for job growth in the entire United States. That should make you feel pretty good. I'm looking here at a story off of the Standard Examiner. Ogden Clearfield job growth tops in U.S., Weber, Davis, and Morgan counties are leading major metropolitan areas in the percentage of job growth, according to research compiled by a national business publication. American City Business Journals analyzed job figures released Wednesday by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The publication determined that the Ogden-Clearfield Metropolitan Statistical Area, comprising Weber, Davis, and Morgan counties, posted a 3.73% increase in jobs, the largest in the nation between August 2010 and August 2011. The number of jobs in the Ogden-Clearfield metro area during that period was about 7,200. So even the raw numbers, percentage-wise, it leads, but even in raw numbers, with cities much bigger, it still came in 35th among 100 major metro areas. Salt Lake City metro area ranked 25th in job percentage gains and 24th in the number of actual job added. So 25th percentage-wise was actually 11 spots ahead of Ogden-Clearfield. George, who's answering the phones right now, wants to know if that's due to Hill Air Force Base or due to the IRS. That's a good question. You're stirring up the hornet's nest right there. But what are you proud of? You know, I know Forbes last year named Utah number one for business, There's some other things that Utah is number one that you may not be so proud of. I know the, I think it's the Journal of, what is it? The Journal of Economic, the Journal of Political Economy. That's what it is. Ranked Utah number one for online porno consumption. So maybe there's some things that, I don't know, maybe you're proud of that. I'm not proud of that, but maybe you are. But what is it that you're excited that you know about Utah, or maybe a Utah city, or maybe a Utah athlete, or maybe a Utah gasp, even a politician, you know, is maybe doing something right? Because, right, I mean, even politicians, right? A broken clock is still right twice a day. Maybe a politician actually did something good for us for a change. So I'm just curious on your perspectives. And I'm also just curious, have you ever done any kind of physical self-defense? You know, I'm here day in and day out, geez, for the last 9 or 10 months, trying to drill home this awareness of, you know, what social engineering is so you can be aware and watch out for it mentally. But I'm curious, you know, what kind of self-defense do you do? Is it, do you have a concealed carry? I mean, you don't have to, like, let the world know, but, you know, do you carry a gun? Just curious. You know, I have a concealed carry. I think if you live in Utah and you are a fan of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution in any way, I mean, it's a shame that we actually have to have a concealed carry. You know, that's not really written in the Constitution that you have to do that. But I think, you know, given the reality that we live in today, if you don't have a concealed carry, I think that's a little crazy. I think you should. I mean, I like law enforcement. I'm not like a lot of, you know, there's a lot of libertarians that are just anti-police. I have family members that are high-ranking police members. I'm an advocate for the police insofar as they are oath keepers. They keep to what their job is, and that is to uphold the Constitution and protect individual citizens. But you can't necessarily rely on that, right? Like, let's say you call 911 because you're being held up or there's a problem. There is drive time for them to get there. If you had a gun on you, you might be able to better protect yourself or protect your family. So what's your perspective, you know? I'm just curious. Have you ever done anything like that? Oh, whoa. How cool. How cool. We've actually got a caller that is related to our guest today. Not just related to him, I guess, but actually married to him. We've got Bryn on the line. Bryn, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jake.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you hear your husband on the show?
I did. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing. But you know, it's a huge sacrifice because, like I was saying with Brandon, it's not easy, is it?
No.
Be an athlete in a sport where it's almost like, sure, there's a lot of tough guys in the sport and whatnot, and it's an international sport, but there's not a lot of like financial support. Whereas you see these people doing bicycle rides, and they got ads like they're like a NASCAR driver or something plastered all over them.
Yeah.
I know you guys, your family, and you in particular, have really worked hard for Brandon, too, you know, helping him so he can train and whatnot. And the other thing that I forgot to mention, I'm actually glad you're calling. You guys are actually doing a fundraiser to try to help raise some money to refill the coffers that you guys drained to get Brandon there and to represent Utah and become a number one, the best grappler on the planet. How can you guys are holding an event or something? Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I was calling. Brandon forgot to tell everyone.
So what is it? What is the event?
Well, on Saturday we're having a big celebration for Brandon and a fundraiser. It's at Buster Burger in South Jordan.
Okay, Buster Burger's in South Jordan, and so people could show up. What? Donate $5, $10, $20, $100,000.
You know, they can come and get a hamburger even, and Buster Burger will give us 10%.
Great. And so what time is that? When should they be there?
It's from noon to 3, and Buster Burger is right on 106 South in South Jordan. It is just east of, I think it's like 1050 West or something. So before the freeway, kind of when you're down the river bottoms there.
And so just mention that you're there for the fundraiser for Brandon Reese, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you'll see us. You'll see Brandon there. He said I can wear the gold medal.
How cool. And so people can get their pictures taken with Brandon, can show their support for what you guys have done. And I mean, because it really is amazing. And I have to imagine that a trip to Serbia is not cheap.
No. No, airfare alone really was not cheap, but I am so proud of him, and I never would have said no to that.
Well, you know, really as you know better than anybody, I mean, the guy's been training for this kind of thing since since he was born, basically,
yeah.
or at least since high school. You know?
Yeah. And you know, when I met him, I knew he was a wrestler, but had no idea.
You had no idea you were going to be that you were going to be bearing the offspring of the world's greatest grappler.
Yeah, you know, I always knew he had it in him, though. I used to tell him when we were at the training center he'd be a world champion someday. He would kind of say, oh, honey, yeah, you know, I'm doing my best, but I knew he would be.
Well, and here you guys are at the fulfillment of that. And so, again, it's, what is it, 1078 West?
Uh-huh. Yeah, 106 South.
106 South in South Jordan.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and again, noon to 3, and it's Buster Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just look for you guys. Mention
yeah.
Brandon Reese and go and help you guys out, huh?
That would be fantastic, yeah.
Awesome. Well, again, if there's anything ever that I can do, and I'm hoping that we can get down there, too, to shake Brandon's hand and to see that gold medal around your neck, too.
All right, great. Well, he'll be doing autographs, and we'll have balloons. But it'll be fun to see you there.
Okay, good. Hey, thanks, Bryn.
Thank you, Jake.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, guys, be sure to check that out. It's noon to 3 this Saturday. Buster Burgers in South Jordan. So 1078 West, 106 South in South Jordan. Please help him out. You just show up. Buster Burgers, how great is that? They're actually going to, you just go and order even a hamburger or a big meal, bring your family in, just take them there. And they're going to give a percentage of anything that they make to help Brandon. Because, I mean, you have to understand this. If you go and you look this stuff up, it's really crazy. Because right now, you look at something like the Ultimate Fighting Championship, that is so popular and trendy. And these fighters are making hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, they're just living this lavish lifestyle. Well, you know, these are the guys that seek out Brandon. They look at, they ask him how to learn how to fight. And yet, Brandon's having to work a 9-to-5 job. He's the world's best grappler, submission wrestler on the entire planet. So please go support him. Or if you can find him online too, I think he's got like a little widget or something that he can accept donations online. Let's say, worst case scenario, can't go down there and get some pictures with Brandon, get him to sign some autographs. Go find his ReeseCombatGrappling.com, R-U-I-Z, CombatGrappling.com. Go check that out and donate there. Or send him an email and ask out how you can help out. But this is a guy who is number one on the planet. Get it? He's making you look good just because you happen to coincidentally live in the same city or the same state. This guy is amazing. So let's help out Brandon. Let's help out his family. Let's get them back their savings account that they spent a big chunk out of their own money to go represent and bring back the gold medal. This is really exciting stuff. And this is something that, you know, as a community, as K-Talk listeners, the thing that I love about you guys is you actually take action. You guys care about the local community. It's not like the other talk shows that are all national and never talk about anything local. K-Talk is here to help you guys. I've always said that. I will say this until you guys are sick of it, that talk radio was social media before Facebook or MySpace or even Friendster. I don't care how far back you go. K-Talk is the third oldest talk radio station in the entire country. And it's about community. It's here, local. We're here talking to you. We're talking about the things that matter. And this is one of them. And I'm glad to see that KUTV gave him some press, that the Salt Lake Tribune, I read the article. It was really cool. But we need to help him out because it's one thing to get, believe me, I can tell you that getting publicity or being famous and then actually getting any kind of money for it are two different things a lot of times. And I know a lot of people, like, say, a Brandon, who is number one, the greatest on the planet, and yet nobody is taking care of him. Nobody is trying to help him out. So please, let's check that out. Again, Reese Combat Grappling, or you can head over to this weekend, mark it on your calendar, Saturday, at Buster Burgers in South Jordan, 1078 West, 106 South. At noon, from noon to 3 on Saturday. Just go down there. Check it out. You can take pictures. He'll sign autographs, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, my questions still stand. What are you particularly proud of, Utah? Like, for me, obviously, Brandon. I think that's a great success story for Utah. Come back after the break. We'll talk more about that, and if you've done any self-defense, and whatever you want to talk about today on Mental Self-Defense Radio, K-Talk, the voice of Utah.
Friends of the Constitution, we really can't afford to enlarge the House of Representatives as the founders originally designed. Today's congressional districts consist on the average of about 709,000 people. Divide that into $170,000, the approximate cost of a representative, and you get about 24 cents a year, or 2 cents a month per person in the district. This return original design in the House of Representatives is something we can and must afford if we want to return to civil and financial responsibility in government. Complaining is not enough. We need to make this change. Download your free copy of Government Based on the Original United States Constitution at k-talk.com. That's k-talk.com.
Hey, this is Jake the Computer Guy from PC Laptops. Turn up your radio. It's our Ultra Mega Deluxe Fall Sale at PC Laptops on the best desktop and notebook computers on the planet. Remember, all PC Laptops computers come with a free lifetime service guarantee. Now that's peace of mind. We've got demos, scratch and dents, and trade-ins for up to 50% off the original prices. You have an old computer you want to trade in? No problem. We take in any brand of computer on trade. We'll even transfer your pictures and files over to your new PC Laptops computer for free. And to make it extra sweet, we're doing zero down, zero interest for a whole year. OAC. Yes, holy mackerel. These computers are super affordable. You can get one as low as $29 a month. Isn't that awesome? That's less than a dollar a day. So get into any one of our PC Laptops locations right now. Or call us at 1-877-596-SAVE. Or check out our sweet new website, PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Because at PC Laptops, we love you.
You're listening to Utah's first number one talk station, K-Talk AM 630, KTKK, Sandy, Salt Lake City. The whole truth and nothing but the truth.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Top story this hour, the Republican presidential candidates go at it again tonight. This time their debate is in Las Vegas. CNN's Paul Steinhauser says you can expect the contenders to go after Herman Cain because of his recent surge in the polls.
When the debate happens, you're going to see Herman Cain coming under more scrutiny because when you rise in the polls, the more you say, gets under the microscope by us, the media, and by the voters as well.
Good news for Bank of America, bad news for Goldman Sachs. Goldman reports a $393 million loss in the third quarter. Bank of America reports a 6% increase in quarterly earnings compared to the same time last year. Palestinian militants have freed captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit in exchange for the release of more than 1,000 Palestinian prisoners. Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren says the deal will strengthen the Israeli military by boosting morale.
We don't have a volunteer army. We send our kids out to defend ourselves. I've sent two sons and a daughter into the army out to defend the state of Israel. And those kids have to know that if, God forbid, anything happens to them, if they're captured or worse, the state will do everything in its power to get them back.
President Obama continued hammering Republicans over their opposition to his jobs plan during a bus tour stop today in North Carolina. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Mr. Obama has no one to blame but himself for the weak state of the economy.
He's been president now for 3 years. We've run the debt up, the national debt up 35% as he's tried to prime the pump and borrow and spend our way into prosperity.
The money-losing U.S. Postal Service is going to try to get some money back. It's raising the price of a first-class stamp by a penny to 45 cents. The change goes into effect in late January. Postage for postcards also will go up. Postage for international mail also going up. Postal Service in the 4 years through the end of fiscal 2010 had lost more than $20 billion. Well, the Dow closed up more than 179 points on the strength of a late-day rally. The other indexes also were higher. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. so make it easy on yourself. With Owens Corning EcoTouch Insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ever since Chase Freedom announced their $1 million Get Your Cash Back sweepstakes, the phones have been ringing off the hook. But you don't need to call. All you have to do is like the Chase Freedom Facebook page and enter for your chance to win. Well, now I miss the ringing. Get your cash back in the Chase Freedom $1 million Get Your Cash Back sweepstakes.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Sweepstakes end 10-23-11. Void where prohibited. Open to U.S. residents 21 or older. For complete official rules and how to enter, go to Facebook.com/Chase Freedom Cashback. Facebook not associated with this promotion.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea, most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com
or stop by Tuxedo Junction's annual used tuxedo sale. You'll love Tuxedo Junction's price on tuxedo coats starting as low as $15. This month only at Tuxedo Junction, 1231 East, 3300 South.
What would you do for an extra $1,000 a year? Cut hundreds of coupons, shop the sales, maybe get a second job? What about just refinancing your mortgage and dropping your payment by $100 each month? I'm Alan Blood, president of Capital Financial Group Mortgage Services and the host of When Wall Street Meets Main Street, the Friday Real Estate Edition. On our show, we talk about how to make the money you put into real estate work for you. I've helped hundreds of Utah families put their money to work and reduce their monthly payments by taking advantage of the current near record low interest rates. As a local independent mortgage broker, I'm able to help my clients get the best possible loan and save hundreds and sometimes even thousands of dollars every year by refinancing. Whether you're looking to just reduce the rate on your current mortgage or maybe even consolidate other debt by refinancing, now is the time to start saving money. Call me, Alan Blood, at 801-298-5887 to find out how much you can save. That's 801-298-5887. Isn't it time you started saving money? Call me today to find out how much refinancing can save your family at 801-298-5887. NMLS number 3146.
Dude, come on. Love my good.
Exposing politics as pro wrestling. Welcome to Mental Self-Defense Radio and the Jake Shannon Radio Program. Now, here's your host, Jake Shannon.
5-1, baby. 1-5. No one here.
All right, welcome back. Mental Self-Defense Radio. I'm your host, Jake Shannon. And we're talking about your favorite things. Utah, you know, what do you think Utah is number one? Maybe it didn't come in a poll. What do you think Utah should be known as, you know, number one in the country or even number one in the world? We in the last hour, we were lucky to have Brandon Reese, who is the FILA World Grappling Games gold medalist. He's a local Utah guy, went to BYU, has all kinds of grappling and wrestling accolades. And he just went to Serbia, came back, won, brought the gold medal back home. He's going to be doing a meet and greet over at Buster Burgers in South Jordan. It's a fundraiser to help defray some of the expenses that he incurred getting over to Serbia and bringing that gold medal home. Get over there and support him. It's at Buster Burgers this Saturday, noon to 3. Their address, 1078 West 106 South. In South Jordan. Head over there. Help him out. There's all kinds of local things. You want to get involved locally? There's so much to do. I know that, you know, as Libertarian, a chair of the Libertarian Party here, I know that some of our guys, vice chair and then Courtney White, who ran for city council, as a Libertarian, they've organized an airing of grievances at the Capitol. That will be coming up on November 7th. 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, you can head over to the Utah State Capitol. Here is what they wrote in the blurb about it. The signers of the Declaration of Independence acknowledge that we are all born with certain natural, God-given, and inalienable rights, and that the only legitimate role of government is to protect these rights. Many seem to have adopted the position that localized tyranny is acceptable and in line with the principles of liberty. This is preposterous. The natural rights to life, liberty, and property do not magically disappear when it is state and local governments choosing to violate them. As Jefferson wrote, quote, whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. The Libertarian Party of Utah believes that this principle applies with equal force to state and local governments, and would like you to stand with us as we speak to, as we seek to change the nature of the debate within Utah politics. On the 7th of November, proponents of liberty will be meeting on the steps of the Capitol building to protest the many injustices and natural rights violations perpetrated by the state of Utah and its local governments. If you live in Utah and you desire to live free, please come join us and help make this event a success. Again, November, get your calendars out. It's all right. Got it out? Are you old school? You use a paper and pen? Write it down. We got the fundraiser for World Grappling Games gold medalist Brandon Reese at Buster Burgers on 1078 West, 106 South in South Jordan this Saturday, noon to 3. Then, in about 3 weeks or so, 2 weeks or so, we've got an airing of grievances presented by the Libertarian Party of Utah. Go and show your support. Are you a liberty lover? It doesn't mean you have to necessarily be a member of the Libertarian Party. To get involved, take action locally, what we're trying to implore you to do, whether it's supporting a local athlete that's making Utah look good, or maybe it's going up on November 7th at 6 p.m. to the Utah State Capitol and joining with these pro-liberty people and airing the grievances, not just about the federal government's tyranny, but also some of the tyrannies that we find here in our state and local governments. You can find more information about the Libertarian Party at lputah.org. Check them out. Or you can find them on Facebook. Just type in Libertarian Party of Utah, and that'll take you to the main page there where it's all there. From what I understand, there's a long list of grievances, like how Broovies was fined. I don't know if you heard about that recently, about how the hookah bar has been shut down, about all of this crazy stuff, about the surveillance grid. Sure, Ogden's number one for job growth, but it also seems that they're number one for surveillance. Like, they've got these, they're the first city to have a surveillance blimp. Who are they surveilling? You and me. I haven't done anything. Would you stop looking at me? You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's quite a number. There's landlord laws. There's all kinds of stuff that need to be addressed, not just nationally. Look, it's not just all Ron Paul people. Okay, you vote in Ron Paul, but if you don't get any other support at the base of the pyramid, it's not going to change anything. And that's what we're trying to do. It also has come to my attention that actually Occupy SLC, you know, there's all this talk like, oh, they're lefty, I'm not going to support them. Well, guess what they're doing? And I hope you join them, but they're doing it. I don't know if you're doing it. I hope you join in. But tonight, 8 p.m., Occupy SLC will be occupying the Fed. Downtown. You know where the Federal Reserve building, Federal Reserve branch of San Francisco, right there downtown on State Street, like State and what, 200 or something like that. Occupy SLC is going to be down there occupying the Fed. Bring your signs. And the Fed, don't be namby-pamby, okay? Don't come with your little wussy audit the Fed sign. Come with your end the Fed sign. Come with your sign talking about sound money. But, hey, those crazy lefties, you know what? They're doing something. What are you doing tonight at 8 o'clock? Join them. You support Ron Paul? You should be right there. He wants to end the Fed. So again, it's 8 p.m. tonight. I guess according to all the ordinances, it's totally legal to be on the sidewalk. You just have to leave a path so people can walk by. You just can't be an obstruction, but you can be there. Totally legal. There's no risk. It's you being able to actually voice your opinion. That address is 100 South in State. 8 p.m. tonight. Show up. Go get your Sharpies. Go to Office Max or Staples or whatever. Get a big, go dumpster dive and get some cardboard boxes and write on them. Doesn't even have to cost you any money. But get out there. Now, here's the thing. You can go out there 8 p.m. tonight. It's totally legal to occupy the sidewalk. You got to leave people a path. No tents or enclosures or anything like that. Just show up. Heck, if you're hardcore, I guess you can even sleep on the sidewalk as long as there's people can get by. It's all that's legal. And as a matter of fact, if you really should be down there. If you're listening to the show, you're a fan of the show, you're a fan of Ron Paul, you're a fan of Liberty, you should be down there. They're going to occupy the Fed. Okay, maybe you disagree with other things, doesn't matter. This is something you should probably support. Get down there, get your signs. Like I said, go dumpster dive if you have to. You can get a cardboard box out of the dumpster for free. Okay, a Sharpie costs you like 50 cents or something. Get down there, 8 o'clock tonight. Okay, 100 South State Street. And if you can't get down there, again, that's pretty lame if you can't. But if you can't, you can also, they're going to be broadcasting it live on the website, OccupySLC.org/live. So OccupySLC.org/live, 8 p.m., live tonight. You could be a part of history, people. We could actually end the Federal Reserve. I'm telling you, please, if I see you with an audit at the Fed, I'm going to be like, okay, you're cool, but you're kind of a wuss. Seriously, put end the Fed. Really? It's not that hard. How about, not even that, how about just allow us competing currencies? It's in the Utah laws now. The Legal Tender Act of 2011, thanks to Larry Hilton, thanks to Representative Brad Galvez. They no longer really have a monopoly if you would exercise your 10th Amendment right. Oh, are you going to let it be taken away from you by the Patriot Act? I mean, this is what drives me nuts. Like, they call it the Patriot Act, and it has nothing patriotic about it. It's taking away your 4th Amendment rights. Stop being a sucker. Stop. I would literally reach through the microphone and grab you by the lapels and shake you and slap you if I could. I would. Stop. Get out there. Take action. Stop whining about it. Do something about it. I come into the studio 6 hours every week trying to do what I can. Can you please just an hour of your time, one day, show up? Do something, please. I'm going to do everything I can to get down there, see if I can get a babysitter. I'm going to be down there hopefully getting some cameras, maybe get some interviews. Hopefully we can play them on the show tomorrow. So there are some things you can do locally. Tonight, right now, you could, I don't know what your deal is. You could, if you got a date, bring her there. She'll actually think you have a conscience. Maybe she'll be impressed by the fact that you care about something. Maybe that you're forward thinking, that you care about your potential grand. I don't know. But get down there. Get down there. I'm telling you, you can go dumpster dive if you. I don't want to hear excuses that, oh, I couldn't get a sign. I don't have a buck to buy some cardboard. Go to a dumpster. Ask somebody to borrow a Sharpie. It's literally that hard. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Occupy movement is completely wrong. I've posted a couple of funny political cartoons. Unfortunately, this is radio, so you can't see them. But you can find me on Facebook. I've posted them all over. They're pretty doggone funny. The gist of one of them is that people are making fun of the Occupy movement because they don't seem to have any. Any voice or whatever. But meanwhile, you look at the signs and a lot of it is end corporate corruption and the collusion between the government and big business. So it seems like the people are there. People are trying to communicate a message. It's just, again, the mainstream media is trying to dumb you down. With the exception of one guy, Judge Napolitano, man, that guy is so awesome. I cannot believe he has a radio show. A TV show. It blows my mind. He just consistently is right on target on almost every single issue. Do you know what a false flag operation is? Have you ever heard of that? A false flag operation is when the government makes it look like we were attacked when in fact we attacked ourselves. So then we have the moral high road. Oh, they attacked us. We're just defending ourselves. Well, in fact, you started it yourself. I mean, Hitler was the guy in the 20th century. He really used it to best effect with the Reichstag fire, which then, because the Weimar Republic, Germany, was a democratic republic like we used to be. But what he did is he had his own guys, the brown shirts, bomb the Reichstag, which is like parliament. And then he was able to usher in martial law. Oh, let's take all the guns away. Make it easy for me. And next thing you know, dun, 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 you have all that evil happening, okay? Well, guess what? We've done it ourselves, the U.S. government. There's a couple that are better known than others. But I'm going to play this clip from Napolitano. I'm going to tease you with it, and then we got a commercial break here. I can't believe this is going over national airwaves on TV, but I think it's worth repeating here.
Does the government work for us, or do we work for the government? Can the federal government take credit for saving us from a plot of its own creation? Tonight, has the federal government kept us safe, or does it just want us to think that it has kept us safe? Since the tragedy of 9/11, numerous crazies and low-level copycats have engaged in criminal behavior which they hoped would result in the deaths of innocent Americans and somehow advance their cause of jihad. If you ask the leadership of the FBI, most of whose field agents are tireless, dedicated, Constitution-supporting professionals, it will tell you that the FBI, has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, 3 were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. We all remember the 3 that were foiled by diligent Americans, the shoe bomber, the underwear bomber, and the Times Square bomber. In all of these cases, the crimes charged were those of attempting to kill and conspiring with others to do so. In all 3 of those cases, alert Americans on continental flights or in the streets of New York City told authorities of bizarre behavior or actually subdued the threats themselves.
Now, we're going to come back. I told you I was teasing you. Come on back after the break. We're going to listen to the ones that the government started themselves. The government you're paying for out of your taxes, whether you like it or not.
Tune in on Sundays at 4 p.m. to learn the latest cutting-edge science of health with your hosts Hugo Rodier, M.D. and Gary Olson, D.C. on the Integrative Health Show, sponsored by Pioneer Comprehensive Medical Clinic in Draper. Our country is suffering from poor health due to nutritional, environmental, and stress problems. Learn how to address these problems and not rely on symptomatic treatments that often have too many side effects. The Integrative Health Show, Sundays at 4 p.m. on KTalk AM 630.
Mark Maxon here to tell you about Neil's Halibut and Seafood. Neil's Halibut and Seafood offers more than just perfect golden deep-fried battered halibut and cod, or grilled if you prefer, and it's always prepared the way that it should be. Neil's also offers tasty char-broiled burgers served up on gluten-free buns. I give you my word, they're good, and you can't find gluten-free just anywhere. You'll find it at Neil's. Come feast on a delicious garlic burger, barbecue bacon burger, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, and Neil's famous spicy bacon cheeseburger, and much more. If you love halibut like I do, you'll want to order the 2-piece halibut special. I like it with Neil's fresh coleslaw, and it's only $9.99. Or treat yourself to Neil's trio. 1 grilled fish, 1 crispy fish, and 1 pulled chicken taco. 3 delicious tacos, 1 great meal. The best darn seafood you'll find anywhere. You'll keep coming back for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Neil's Halibut and Seafood, located on 123rd South, just east, off of I-15 in Draper. Ah, Neil's, Maxon loves you.
63% of Americans are overweight. If you've decided it's time to leave your flat behind, HipFit Weight Loss is for you. HipFit changes habits. Lose the bad habits. Lose the weight. HipFit is guaranteed to make your weight loss successful and has absolutely no health risks. HipFit students are not required to count calories, weigh portions, or buy specialty food. Start losing weight immediately. Call 801-635-4488. HipFit is conveniently located at Salt Lake City Family Hypnosis. Ask about our guaranteed to stop smoking program. 801-635-4488.
Hi, I'm John with Competitive Comfort Heating and Air. 801-419-6621. Cold weather is coming and you need a new furnace, but you don't want to pay $3,000 or even $4,000 to do it. Well, let me show you how you can buy an ultra-high efficiency furnace and have it installed in your home for as little as $1,797 after incentives. That's more than $900 off the regular price. Why call me instead of the other guy? Well, besides the amazing amount of money you'll save, I believe you, the customer, is always right. I'll not only give you a temperature guarantee, but a 12-month money-back satisfaction guarantee in writing. How many times has someone promised you something but won't put it in writing? Well, I will. Besides, I'm a seasoned pro with nearly two decades of experience. I'm NAIT certified. That's the highest certification you can get in our business. Call me today at 801-419-6621. That's 801-419-6621. Go with the guy that saves you money and puts his guarantees in writing. Call John at Competitive Comfort Heating and Air today at 801-419-6621 or visit us on the web at 689furnace.com. 801-419-6621.
The voice of Utah, AM 630 K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live, local, two-way talk.
Talk. Talk to each other and talk.
All right, Mental Self-Defense Radio, we are back. We are about halfway through hour two. Those call-in numbers, 801-254-5855 in Salt Lake County, 801-670-5855. Everywhere else in Utah. Today we're kind of just opening it up and talking about whatever. In the first hour, we had Brandon Reese, who just brought home the gold medal in grappling from the World Grappling Games as sanctioned by FILA. A local Utah guy. Guy went to BYU, went out there, beat everybody. Top of the heap. Top of the food chain. Coming back, if you want to support him, head over to Buster Burgers in South Jordan this Saturday. You can get an autograph, a photo with him, just shake his hand. It's really an amazing accomplishment. But the other thing is if you go there with your family and order some burgers, order a lunch there from noon to 3, Buster Burgers is actually going to give a portion of any proceeds to Brandon to help him recover his losses for having gone out there to Serbia. I don't know if you know, but that's a long flight. That's like 12 hours or something crazy. Maybe they had to break it up over 2 days. I don't know. But and he brought it all the way back, the gold medal here to Utah. You can head out there. It's 1078 West, 106 South in South Jordan. Again, this noon, this Saturday, noon to 3 at Buster Burgers. Also talking about tonight, Occupy SLC, 8 p.m. on 100 South and State Street, right there in front of the Fed. They're going to occupy the Fed. It's totally legal. You're not going to get in trouble as long as you can be on the sidewalk. You can't be in the street. You can be on the sidewalk. Bring your sign. Just don't obstruct anything. Don't bring a tent or anything. You can actually, if you're really hardcore, you can bring your sleeping bag and sleep right there and occupy the Fed overnight if you want. We all know how Ron Paul feels about the Fed. Do you have an ounce in you to even show up and stick your neck out, show up and not, nobody knows your name, you're just holding a sign? And I'm not asking you like Ron Paul to be on national TV or me on local radio sticking your neck out. Just go and show up and be one of a part of a bunch of people that are peeved and mad at how things are going. That's again tonight, 8 o'clock downtown. And then November 7th. I mean, we got all kinds of things for you. I'm inclined to be engaged locally. November 7th at the Utah State Capitol, 6 o'clock, the Libertarian Party of Utah will be presenting an airing of grievances. about tyranny at the local level, about the things that you've had to have heard what happened with Broovies or what happened to the hookah bar or, you know, some of these crazy landlord laws or how that poor woman, the Institute of Justice, has had to step in for that poor woman who is just trying to braid hair and they're trying to fine her and put her in jail. It's just crazy stuff. Check it out, November 7th. So we got all kinds of stuff. Now, before the break, I was playing a clip from Judge Napolitano's show, Freedom Watch. Really one of the greatest shows out there. Shocking to me. You know, it's one of those things where the bad guys are so money hungry that they will, if there's ratings and money in it, they will even air stuff that reveals things about them. That is how money grubbing and greedy these guys are. But hey, you know what? At least it's out there. It's happening. But I think this is worthy of airing here and repeating. And this is Napolitano talking about a false flag operation, how we create these problems even though we don't realize, well, some people realize it within the government. They make up these problems and then they're like, ta-da, I'm here to solve the problem. Well, you created it. Stop it. You're wasting our money. Well, I want to play this clip. Before he was talking about, so you know, 20 different incidents, terrorist incidents or something, but let's just let the judge talk.
There was no foiling by the FBI. The plotters were, thankfully, bumbling fools who had poorly planned their criminal behavior and who ended up harming no one. All three are serving life terms. But the more curious cases are the remaining 17 for which the federal government has taken credit. They all have a common and reprehensible thread. They were planned, plotted, controlled, and carried out by the federal government itself. In all of these 17 cases, from the Fort Dix 6 to the Lackawanna 7 to the Portland Parade Bomber, the feds found young men of Muslim backgrounds, loners who were bitter at America. They befriended them, cajoled them, and persuaded them that they could change the world by killing Americans. In all these cases, agents worked undercover and portrayed themselves to the targets as Arabs of like un-American mind. In some cases, the federal agents used third parties to act as middlemen. The third parties were typically persons who had been convicted of crimes and who, in return for leniency at their own sentencings, were willing to work with the same feds who prosecuted them in order to help the feds entrap whomever else those feds were pursuing.
Do you get it? This is treason. And you're paying for it. I mean, it's like a double slap. First of all, our own government's attacking us to justify a bigger handout that it's not even a handout, it's not charity. If you do not pay them, you will go to jail. If you resist, you will be shot. This is not acceptable.
Thus, in all 17 of these cases, because of the command and control of federal agents, no one was ever in danger, no one was harmed, no bomb went off, and no property was damaged. But in all those cases, the losers whom the feds targeted each believed that they were interacting with real plotters who would bring them cash and bombs. As we know, sometimes the cash arrived, but the bombs never did. The defendants were essentially charged and convicted for playing a game with federal agents. The most recent of those government-generated plots was revealed yesterday. It has a new twist because it allegedly involves agents of the intelligence apparatus of the government of Iran. It, too, was destined to go nowhere as the feds monitored and taped every move made by their target as he interacted with federal agents whom he stupidly believed to be drug dealers and co-conspirators. Today, the feds themselves revealed that high officials of Iran's government knew nothing of this. Of course, the neocons have demanded bombs on Tehran.
You see how this works? We even admitted that this is how these dumb wars are set up because we're so dumb to trust the government, the same government that lies to you over and over and steals from you. Over and over. If a person did that to you in your life, you would flip them the bird or something else. I mean, you would be mad. But it's the government. I mean, this is absolutely nuts.
No matter what the government there knew. And this plot came to light the day before Attorney General Holder himself was subpoenaed by Congress in the Fast and Furious case.
And don't get on this Obama crap. Okay, Obama's guilty, so was Bush, so was Clinton, so was Bush Sr., so was Reagan. Wake up.
You get the picture. Are any of these plots criminal? Can the government just pick and choose whom to seduce and then lower the boom at the right time and arrest its would-be Confederates? Is this a proper and efficient use of law enforcement resources? The answers to these questions are obvious and they are not good. The courts have made this legal so long as the target of these plots had a mental predisposition to cause harm. But none of this keeps us safe. All of this makes us less free, as any one of us can be entrapped. And we are fools if we praise the government for exposing a plot of its own creation and saving us from a danger that never existed. Can the government break the law in order to enforce it? Well, when it does, it becomes a law unto itself, and the rule of law dies as the feds decide whom to target and whom to trap. Think about it. Are we really safe in a false sense of security? Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe?
Because we don't pay them. It's taken. If you do, I mean, literally, you have no choice. It's either imprisonment or death, or you pay them to act against you like this.
When no one is harmed and the government controls the plot, aren't we just punishing someone for his thoughts? And in a free society, aren't free people free to think as they wish? This must be so, because if the government can punish our thoughts, there are no limits to its power. From New York.
Man, that show is amazing. It just shocks me. That, I mean, it's a testament that he's got strong viewership. And let's hope that that continues, because it's the only voice out there, the only one on any of the networks that is not maneuvered, manipulated. I mean, he really, I mean, heck, the guy is a judge. So, you know, he's on top of being a talking head, he's actually got some respectability too behind him. So, but yeah, that's not it. Have you heard of Operation Northwoods? Do you know what that is? That was a set of proposals that were false flag operations. 1962, the CIA had set up all these false flag operations to make it look like Cuba attacked us, so we could go in and attack Cuba. You could go in, again, go to the K-Talk archives. Go to k-talk.com. Look up the interview I did with Mr. Stinnett, the author of Day of Deceit. This is a guy who is a World War II veteran. This is an old guy, but one heck of a journalist. He's been a journalist for a bunch of big organizations and newspapers and whatnot in the past. And he ended up stumbling upon a lead and he was able to uncover. This is a guy who actually served on the same bomber as George Bush Sr., okay? This is not a schlub, some wacko. This is a hardcore journalist who was in World War II. And he was able to dig up the fact that FDR allowed Pearl Harbor to happen. Allowed it to happen, as a matter of fact, provoked. Just like we're trying to provoke Iran right now with all these economic sanctions. Did everything to provoke Japan, knew that they were coming, and then didn't stop it. So then we would appear like we had moral superiority. Oh, they hit us. You could have stopped it. You could have saved those lives. It's the same thing today with sending these poor kids. And it's not the rich kids. It's the poor kids that get sent to Iraq, Afghanistan for tour after tour. If they don't get hit by bombs, if they don't get hit by guns, they're killing themselves in record numbers. The suicide rates for the Army are through the roof. That blood is on the hands of the people that are silent. Not just Bush, not just Obama. But if you're going along with this sucker's game where the government's setting things up as a pretext to go and kill people, whether they're Americans or foreigners, it's bad. We have more than enough nuclear weapons to blow up the planet like 1,000 times over. We have no need to fear. We have the most advanced intelligence operation that's ever existed. We're as defended as we can be. Stop the death. Stop the waste of money. Do you see these military expenditures? Even generals are coming out and saying, hey, you know what? We got to cut back on spending because basically the entire country is going to cease to exist unless we do. These warmongers make money from war. Wake up! Operation Northwoods. How about a real one? How about the Gulf of Tonkin incident? You heard about that? Gulf of Tonkin. That's how the Vietnam War started. Fake provocation. Oh, convenient. Robert McNamara, okay? This is the guy that we were talking about yesterday when I had Alex Abeya on, the guy who went in and did that expose of the Rand Corporation. Rand, who really much, pretty much set policy for the U.S., that think tank, during the McNamara administration when he was a Secretary of Defense. Even Robert McNamara, he had a recent documentary done on his life. He's got a lot of regrets, and he's actually being honest. Of course, now that he's an old man and there's not really a lot of threat of him going to The Hague for a war crimes trial. But even he admits that the Gulf of Tonkin was a false flag. That we went to war with Vietnam for no reason. Other than the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us, tried to warn us about.
On August 2nd, the destroyer Maddox reported it was attacked by a North Vietnamese patrol boat. It was an act of aggression against us. We were in international waters.
This is Robert McNamara's voice himself, okay?
I sent officials from the Defense Department out, and we recovered pieces of North Vietnamese shells that were clearly identified as North Vietnamese shells from the deck of the Maddox. So there was no question in my mind that it occurred. But in any event, we didn't respond. Two days later, the Maddox and the Turner Joy, two destroyers, reported they were attacked.
Where are these torpedoes coming from? Well, we don't know. Presumably from these unidentified craft.
Do you hear that? We don't know. That's the actual voices of the guys on the scene, the witnesses. They didn't know.
Sonar soundings, torpedoes had been detected, other indications of attack from patrol boats. We spent about 10 hours that day trying to find out what in the hell had happened. At one point, the commander of the ship said, we're not certain of the attack. Another point, they said, yes, we're absolutely positive. And then finally, late in the day, Admiral Sharp said, yes, we're certain it happened. So I reported this to Johnson, and as a result, there were bombing attacks on targets in North Vietnam.
Get it. These bombing attacks went on because somebody said yes.
Johnson said, we may have to escalate. I'm not going to do it without congressional authority.
And which is what he should have done. You cannot, hey, all presidents, pay attention. Somebody tell them, you can't go to war without Congress. I don't care what you've done over the last 15, 20 years. Come on back. I'm going to play the rest of this clip where Secretary of Defense admits Vietnam was a war of aggression, not defense. Sorry. That's how it is. Come on back. K-Talk, the voice of Utah.
Friends of the Constitution, are we having a problem with immigration officers? If we had the representation in the House that the founders designed, our representatives would simply walk into that officer's place of business and say, sir, it has been demonstrated that you are not protecting the people's rights by refusing to comply with the immigration law that you were sent to enforce. Box your stuff. You no longer have a job. That is the power of the House. And if the action passes the people's representatives in the Senate, neither the federal courts nor the President of the United States has the power to affect the action. Remember, this is the people's government, not the president's. He is but one of the officers. Download your free copy of Government Based on the Original United States Constitution at k-talk.com. That's k-talk.com.
Haunt Haven.
Halloween.
We have fully immersive haunt, whose frightening story is revealed room by chilling room. Please visit, but don't forget to bring a clean pair of shorts.
Haunted.
We're at 41, 59 South Redwood Road in Taylorsville. We're open Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to 12 midnight. Friday to Saturday, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Now we're open well past Halloween, that till November 6th. Please visit haunthaven.com.
Haunthaven.
I see 4159 South Redwood Road, Taylorsville, 801-268-2343. Visit haunthaven.com.
Haunthaven.
Let's be real. Smoking sucks. It's a nasty, expensive, unattractive, and thoroughly unhealthy habit. There's the acrid smell in your clothes and on your breath. Yuck. Not to mention the increased health risk that cigarette smoke presents to those nearest and dearest to you. Call Salt Lake City Family Hypnosis now for your free consultation to learn how you can quit today. 801-738-5390. That's Salt Lake City Family Hypnosis, 801-738-5390.
Only one Salt Lake restaurant is number one for their award-winning halibut and chips. The same restaurant was even voted best chowder in Utah. It's Summer Haze Halibut and Chips and Holiday. At Summer Haze Halibut, we have seafood Louis salads, coconut shrimp and chips, fresh crab cakes, grilled salmon, calamari, and fresh-made crab bisque. Plus burgers, turkey and chicken sandwiches, smoothies, and even fried Twinkies. See the entire menu at summerhazehalibut.com. Treat yourself to the fresh taste of the best Alaskan halibut in the heart of Holiday across from Macy's. Summer Haze Halibut and Chips. For lunch and dinner, Monday through Saturday, Salt Lake's best seafood, Summer Haze Halibut and Chips.
The Voice of Utah, AM 630 K-Talk.
K-Talk.com.
Number one for the most live, local, two-way talk.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
All right, welcome back. Mental Self Defense Radio. Jake Shannon here. 801-254-5855 in Salt Lake County is the call-in number if you want to talk about anything we've talked about today. 801-670-5855 for elsewhere in Utah. Before the break, I was playing you this clip of Robert McNamara himself admitting that that the Vietnamese did nothing, that the whole Gulf of Tonkin incident was disinformation. And all the men that died on both sides. I can't believe that this guy is not in prison. It's shocking.
Put forward a resolution, the language of which gave complete authority to the president to take the nation to war. The Tonkin Gulf Resolution. Now, let me go back to the August 4th attack.
Well, there apparently been at least nine torpedoes in the water. All missed.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Wait a minute. I'm not so sure about this number of engaged.
Right.
We'd have to check it out here.
He said later.
Many of the reported contacts and torpedoes fired appear doubtful. Freak weather effects on radar and overeager sonarmen may have accounted for many reports.
You get that? 97 minutes later, they said that there was not a single attack, that it was just weird weather and anomalous readouts on the radar.
Okay, well, I'll tell Mr. McNamara this.
That's the best I can give you, Dave. Sorry. It does appear.
Now, 9 minutes later, they're even clearer that these attacks are not attacks.
Now that a lot of these torpedo attacks were from the sonar man, you see, and they get keyed up to a thing like this, everything they hear on the sonar is a torpedo.
You're pretty sure there was a torpedo attack, then?
Oh, no doubt about that, yeah. I think. No doubt about that.
No doubt about that, I think. This is crazy. We went to war.
It was just confusion. And events afterwards showed that our judgment that we'd been attacked that day was wrong.
And he's free. This is crazy. The number of lives that this guy is responsible for taking. This is absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. Look it up. You type in Gulf of Tonkin, okay? Sorry you haven't heard about it before, but take a little effort to expand your mind. This is nuts. Oh, guess who knows about it? Ron Paul.
Our inability to adapt to the tactics of fourth-generation warfare compounds our military failure. Unless we understand this, even doubling our troop strength will not solve the problems created by our occupation. The talk of a troop surge and jobs program in Iraq only distracts Americans from the very real possibility of an attack on Iran. Our growing naval presence in the region and our harsh rhetoric toward Iran are unsettling. Securing the Horn of Africa and sending Ethiopian troops into Somalia do not bode well for world peace. Yet these developments are almost totally ignored by Congress. Rumors are flying about when, not if, Iran will be bombed by either Israel or the United States, possibly with nuclear weapons. Our CIA says Iran is 10 years away from producing a nuclear bomb and has no delivery system. But this does not impede our plans to keep everything on the table when dealing with Iran. We should remember that Iran, like Iraq, is a third world nation without a significant military. Nothing in history hints that she is likely to invade a neighboring country, let alone do anything to America or Israel. I am concerned, however, that a contrived Gulf of Tonkin-type incident may...
Oh, a contrived Gulf of Tonkin-type incident might get us into war with Iran? Like Judge Napolitano was just talking about with all these fake setup things that we tried to pin on Iran? Is Ron Paul psychic? No. He's a smart guy. He's a doggone medical doctor, okay? Who can figure out that the government lies.
They will occur to gain popular support for an attack on Iran. Even if such an attack is carried out by Israel over U.S. objections, we will be politically and morally culpable since we provided the weapons and the dollars to make it possible. Mr. Speaker, let's hope I'm wrong about this one.
Oh boy, Ron, doesn't seem like it so far, unfortunately. Oh, weapons of mass destruction? Oh, yeah. How soon do we forget? There weren't any! I mean, really, people. How many times? This has happened since World War II. Over and over and over. It's crazy. Oh, my goodness. It just drives me nuts. I really can't believe it. Hey, Harv and Weber, you're on the show.
Hey, yeah, pal. How you doing today?
I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall.
Do you feel mentally ill?
I feel like everybody else is. It's like I feel like I'm alone in this chasm just screaming, hoping somebody hears.
I'm hearing you. Ron Paul, the judge. And Jesse Ventura, that'd make three people in government that I'd be pretty damn happy with.
Yeah, that'd be pretty awesome, huh?
Wow.
Well, talk that if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination, I know Jesse Ventura said that he would run with Ron Paul in the Libertarian Party ticket as his VP.
Wouldn't that be neat if that happened?
I mean, even if they didn't win. Look, Ron Paul didn't win in 2008. He didn't win the battle, but he won the war of ideas.
Oh, well, he's winning all the straw polls, but nobody ever brings his name up.
That's true.
I mean, he's winning right now, and everybody sees it. In fact, these idiots, everybody's finally going, what the heck? Is it as bad as it seems? Yeah, it is. The ship's underwater. It's going down.
It really is that late in the game. It is that crazy right now. I mean, you even have top level military guys like Lawrence Wilkerson, the chief of staff under Colin Powell, saying that Dick Cheney should be brought up on war crimes, and as a matter of fact, that he would even go to a tribunal because he thinks that it was wrong and he should have spoke up when at the time and he didn't and he should be judged for that. That's a man.
I heard it, man, and it's called accountability. Finally, thank God for the internet. That's all and cell phones.
Well, it's not accountability though. It's one man again, without a lot of people backing him up, screaming in the darkness. And still, Dick Cheney is not in an orange jumpsuit somehow.
How many hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions of people are out here agreeing with everything you're saying? I would say it's got to be a few million.
You know who it is? It's the people who showed up in the early days of the Tea Party. It's these people showing up in the early days of Occupy.
Yeah.
They're showing up. They don't know what else to do because they've taken all the money from them. They've taken all their power. And now all they have left is just their voice, like this, right now.
Exactly. You know, everybody realizes what vote scam is. And the only thing we can do is do exactly what we're doing because there's only one step past this, and everybody know what that is, and nobody wants to go there.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that I'm more of a Gandhi type than I am a violent type. I think
that
if people just would go and sit on tonight, for example, is a great opportunity. Get your butt off your chair, stop looking at the idiot box, the TV, and go make up a sign and go sit out inside the Fed and let people know.
Yeah, I'm out here in Perry now, and I see a lot of Ron Paul stuff.
Well, let's hope we can keep the ball rolling. Hey, anything else you want to add, Harv? I got a couple other callers here.
Oh, man, you take care.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Thanks
for the call. I mean, it just, I wish I could be more optimistic about things. It's just so frustrating sometimes. Here's Lawrence Wilkerson here.
The CIA, as well as several other organizations. Earlier, I spoke with a retired colonel. I asked him why he had so little time to have such a big task.
More pressure than I've ever been in my life. We had, essentially, the secretary walked into my office. We had adjoining offices. He walked through the door and he said, here's a 48-page script. Prepared by the Vice President's office on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. There will be another script coming to you on ties to terrorism, about 25 pages, and another 7 or 8 pages will be prepared here in the State Department on these human rights violations. I want you to...
A script? I mean, these guys aren't actors, but they're being given scripts?
Put them all together, go to the CIA, and build a presentation that I'll have to give in about 7 days.
Now, why do you think they gave you that much time? I mean, this is a very big announcement that's going to be made to the world that there's this evidence, and usually you'd think intelligence reports would be vetted through very thoroughly before, you know, going out to the world arena.
It's not the pressure that was put on me. It's the pressure that was put on the Secretary of State, and that's the question. Why? And I'll wrestle with that question, as will historians and others in the future, for a long time. We may never answer it categorically. I think that the vice president picked the Mother Teresa figure in the administration, note I said the vice president, Dick Cheney, to give the presentation. And he picked him because he had, as I said, the highest poll ratings in the administration. He was beloved of the American people. He was very beloved, for that matter, of the international community. And he could give the information most convincingly. And he was the person who expressed some reluctance about the conflict. And I think that presentation sort of ended that reluctance in the minds of the international community and the American
people. He's talking about Colin Powell, the guy he was chief of staff for.
People. And Dick Cheney was using him as a tool to present a case that ultimately, as you said, not completely. There were some facts and figures that were right, but on its three main pillars, biological, chemical weapons, stockpiles, and a nuclear program that was active, it was essentially wrong.
I want to look...
Okay. I mean, I don't know what I... what do you guys need? I don't know. Okay, hey, Ivan, thanks for the call. You're in Salt Lake City. Welcome to the show, Ivan.
Hey, great show as you do.
Thanks, man.
I haven't called you a show yet. I'm just enjoying it.
Oh, good.
I pretty much figured it out, I guess.
So what is it that you want to add today, Ivan? We're almost out of time. You got about a minute.
Okay, 50 bunker buster bombs on hold from the State Department to be handed over to the Israelis. What do you think is the purpose of these 50 bunkers? What do Israelis need the bunker bombs for? Can you enlighten me?
I'm just afraid. I mean, intelligence circles have known that it's serious, that they've been wanting to get a war with Iran going by the fall and winter of this year. So I am very concerned that, you know, of course, we can't do it now because, you know, nobody trusts our government. So now we're going to put it on Israel.
Yes. And I don't think they're going to have any fear to use it. You know, this is a nation that got a 400 nuclear head. And I think that America is being blackmailed by that, too. I think that's why, you know, they get away whatever they want to get away.
Well, you know, Ivan, you remember that religious guy who betted, you know, who was predicting the end of the world like in April or something? You remember that guy? Right. had the billboards and stuff?
Right.
Well, now his new prediction is by October 21st. Then it'll be the end of the world. Well, unfortunately, this time he might be right, but not because of any kind of prophetic ability he has, but because of this nuclear war that's brewing, it seems like, with Iran.
Yes.
Hey, thanks.
I'll call you another time with him all time.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Ivan. Don't be a stranger. Come on back tomorrow. We'll have more Mental Self-Defense Radio for you here on K-Talk, the voice of Utah.
This is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. It's here, the new 2012.